I'd like to shift for the rest of our conversation to the management of the patient with HER2-positive disease. And since we're in the metastatic realm, let's start there and we'll track back to the adjuvant setting. Can you kind of summarize your approach to patients with HER2-positive disease in terms of first-line therapy and maybe comment on some of the editorial that you wrote for the JCO recently in that regard?
Well, basically, the very first thing I do in a patient with metastatic breast cancer is if I have estrogen and progesterone receptor negativity, I get them retested down at Baylor. And if there's any question about the, well, first of all, if I don't have a FISH assay, I won't treat the patient. There are many who still feel that 3 plus HER2-new is an absolute. I happen not to be one of those. I think maybe quality control is getting better, but I think it is still nowhere near where it needs to be. And therefore, I insist that my patients have a FISH assay before I embark on trastuzumab therapy in the metastatic setting. Since I published the paper on single agent Herceptin, everybody thinks that my first line treatment in everybody is single agent Herceptin. It's not. Certainly, for the subpopulation of patients who have minimal disease burden, who are relatively asymptomatic, I think that a trial of single agent Herceptin is not unreasonable thought. For patients who are more symptomatic, I do tend to use a combination of chemotherapy and trastuzumab.
I was just thinking that I interviewed one of the patients who was on the original trial you did with the single agent trastuzumab. I think that was about a year ago, and that was 8 years later, and she was still on it. How's she doing?
She's fine. This particular patient had biopsy-proof liver metastasis and bone metastasis. We treated her, and at a time that tumor markers were slightly elevated, we evaluated her and got panicky and added anastrozole, and that was about 2 years into it. And I don't think she ever really, truly recurred. But she's been on anastrozole and trastuzumab now for about 9 years.
How many times have you seen that?
We have a cadre of probably 7 or 8 women who are out beyond 5 years without evidence of disease recurrence. We have a number of other women where we have been manipulating different chemotherapy regimens with trastuzumab over the space of several years.